back a long time ago, they had a disease of the throat, and get a real bad sore throat with blisters on the inside of your throat.
Well, that's
sometimes children would choke.
Yeah, well, they have that's strep throat. Strep throat or tonsillitis. Sometimes it might be tonsillitis, and sometimes it could be streptococcus germ.
But what about the one around World War I and after that, when they used to give people the shit test to see if they needed shots for it?
Diphtheria?
Did you ever know anybody that their skin turned yellowish?
Yeah, that's called, they call that,
that disease that makes you yellow.
Well, sometimes now people will turn yellow from a cirrhosis. That's a liver condition. Usually causes it to turn yellow. A lot of people now drinking booze have cirrhosis of the liver and causes them to turn yellow that way. They call it, they used to have what they call yellow jaundice. I think jaundice causes it to turn yellow.
Mm-hmm. Would that cause your eyeballs to turn yellow?
I think so. I think it would cause your eyes to turn yellow too.
Did anybody you know ever have it? Anybody in your family?
Not that I recall at all.
When you've had yellow jaundice, you can't ever give blood, can you?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can ever give blood after you've had jaundice. I can't give it because I have a blood pressure problem.
You got high blood pressure?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people have to have their appendix taken out because they have an attack.
Appendicitis? Yeah.
You ever heard any other terms for appendicitis?
No, I don't think I have.
What about sometimes when you eat something that doesn't agree with you? Sometimes you'll
burp
or even
vomit.
More than that,
yes.
Huh? You ever heard any other words for vomit?
Puke.
Well, what if a person vomited, he was probably sick.
Upset stomach.
Uh-huh. Or sick what?
Bellyache.
Have you ever heard sick at his stomach? Sick at his stomach?
Sick at his stomach, yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Huh?
What were some terms that you heard for when you were taking a girl out? You know, you'd take a girl out, you know, out on a date or something. What'd you call that?
Go out on a date.
Uh-huh. Did you ever... Instead of saying, you know, you say now like going out on a date. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Any sparking.
Anything else?
Sparking. Well, I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay, what? How would a girl refer to a boy that she sparked with a lot?